You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
February the 5th, 2025, hump day, heading downhill towards the weekend. Not a bad start here in North Central Wisconsin. The temperature, around the same it was yesterday, 1 degree above zero, but no wind right now, and that's good news. Feels warmer for whatever reason, and it is. Yesterday we had wind chills, roughly 10 below zero, so feeling much better, but the weather could be back in the news later today into tonight. Expecting some freezing rain, some snow. We'll get all the details coming up in just a few minutes when we are joined by meteorologist Brittany Merlot. She'll be with us at 8:21 this morning. Coming up a little bit later on in the program, in hour number two, it will be our monthly visit with Christine Daniels, who is the executive director of the Good News Project. So she'll be with us coming up at 9:34 this morning as well. Hopefully your day is off to a good start. And of course, should mention as well, very end of the show, we'll have our daily history lesson, talk about some of the famous events that have occurred on this date in history, talk about some of the celebrity birthdays, some events that are being acknowledged today, and our number for the day quiz. And somebody that needs to get back on the winning track. In fact, I was doing a hockey game last night, and I ran into somebody who said, yeah, Ian is 0 for 2 this week.
Ooh.
He's got to get going. And that is Ian Welsh, across the way. Good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
Got to get going.
Yeah, they're absolutely right. I got to get back on the winning track.
Just to get a passing grade. You got to get two of the last three. Put a little pressure on.
Always keeps it entertaining, though.
It does. Well, and the thing about that. It is, there's going to be ups and downs because, again, three choices every day.
Yep.
Usually not an obvious choice.
No, it's a.
It's an educated guess.
Usual questions.
Educated guess.
Yep. That's all it is.
But you had a streak of five in a row.
Oh.
And now you've missed three in a row. Up and down. Escalator. Yeah.
That's that a roller coaster effect. Hopefully I can start to, you know, climb back up that hill.
Absolutely. And we will have the number for the day quiz coming up at the very end of the show at 9:55 this morning. Also, a quick note. Tonight, we have the Big High School Sports Show, 6 until 8 p.m. right here on 98.9. I will be joined by former Newman Catholic High School boys basketball coach Jeff Gress, plus a special guest. We'll be talking about what is going on in high school basketball and hockey. Our guest at 6:25 will be Stratford boys basketball coach Kurt Schmidt. Tigers having an outstanding season. Then our student athlete guest coming up at 7:06 from Wausau West boys basketball, senior Griffin Lang. So join us tonight, 6 to 8 p.m. Big high school sports show right here on WXCO.
Should be a great show.
As long as the voice hangs in there. It was actually interesting yesterday because anybody who was tuned in heard a voice that was not great yesterday morning. Mm-hmm. It stayed that way. I had a couple of, Zoom meetings later in the morning. Then it got to lunchtime, and I said, if I'm going to do the game tonight, I got to do something here. I got to figure something out.
Mm-hmm.
So I just went home. I was wearing a sweater. I was pretty warm. I climbed under the blankets. I sweated for a couple of hours.
Huh.
Took a shower. And then the voice got better for the game. It did.
Well, that's good.
Mornings are the tough part. And again,
yeah,
for a morning radio host, that's not good. But I do think, for whatever reason, last night gave me a little bit of optimism. And we need optimism these days.
Absolutely.
Because the voice got better, the game went well, and I'm hoping that as this morning goes on, it will get better as well. So I'm going to be optimistic. Yesterday, during the show, I was getting very frustrated because I've been fighting this, and many of you have as well, for about 2.5 weeks. I keep thinking we're going to turn the corner, and it just has not happened. In fact, tonight, I mentioned that our coach guest is Kurt Schmidt from Stratford. He was not going to be our guest. Our guest was going to be Jana Wimmer from the Central Wisconsin Storm. But I ran into her last night, and we were waiting to see if her voice would come back. And her voice was much worse than anything that I've had. I mean, she could barely get anything out. And I said, stop talking. Stop trying. I feel for you. I know where you've been. But so many, there have been, I heard another game last night. They pulled up the information. Because so many of the kids are ill.
Yeah.
Last night.
That's really sad.
There was supposed to be a Tomahawk Merrill boys basketball game rescheduled till next week because of illness on the Tomahawk team. Last week, there was a Wausau West hockey game postponed because the Eau Claire North team had illness. I mean, it is all over the place. And I don't know what is going on out there, to be honest with you. I mean, this time of year, obviously, it tends to be this way. But we need something to break this. And selfishly and for everybody else out there, I've noticed you seem to be okay.
Well, I'm hanging in there. I have this a very rare thing. I don't know if it's actually a real thing or not. But I have like this a 24/7 allergy thing. Like, you know, it doesn't matter what season I'm in, I always have something. Like, I always have a sinus issues or a sore throat or a cough. It doesn't matter if it's spring or a summer or the winter. I mean, I'm doing okay. However, my nose just still feels stuffed up. I feel like I have this tickle in my throat.
But you're doing much better than many of us.
I tried all these different remedies, and somehow I still seem to have it.
But yeah, for
it does get better from time to time.
For everybody out there that is fighting it, I feel for you. Please feel for me as well.
Yeah.
But I do think, and just while you were talking, I took my Kleenex and I cleaned out the sinuses, and it helped, just even for a moment. But I've noticed as well, the more I talk, then. But nevertheless, glad you could be with us. Coming up, I'm going to talk about a couple of things. One, the Federal Communication Commission. I kind of keep an eye on the FCC, being somebody that for many years has had an FCC license. But we have a new chairman of the Federal Communications Commission that is frankly using his power in a completely wrong way.
Oh, dear.
And unfortunately, some of the major networks are kowtowing again to MAGA, Trump, and his FCC commissioner. Going to talk about this because there's no guarantee that we might not see the FCC come after Civic Media. They are coming after people. And do I have to be careful? Could they come after me? Hey, if they do, come after me. I mean it. I was actually talking to somebody yesterday, talking about the pardons that were given by President Biden before he left office. And I said, the one thing that was bad about it, and I understand preemptive pardons because the way that this administration we've seen in the last 2+ weeks is weaponizing government, it's understandable. You don't want to have people that have done nothing wrong have to hire lawyers, spend lots of money defending themselves because you have a government that's coming after you. But at the same time, it makes it come across like you have done something wrong. If in my case, if they were to come after me, I would say, I don't want a pardon. I did nothing wrong. I want to fight. Hopefully, wouldn't bankrupt me. But what the FCC the FCC chairman is doing right now is wrong. And I want to talk about that coming up. Also, I want to talk about the fabric of America. Because I think many of you have heard since yesterday's show, Donald Trump wanting to turn Gaza into a new Mediterranean hideaway for rich people and basically deport millions of people. Wrong, again. And it's so wrong based on what America is. I want to talk about a little bit about the fabric of this country that's being torn away right now by MAGA and Donald Trump. And what are the people going to do about it? Because it seems like there is a portion of this country that whatever Donald Trump says goes. And he can completely contradict himself. And I'm going to show you how he's been contradicting himself. And yet, the MAGAs doesn't matter.
No, it's not.
The time is 8:18. We're going to talk about some potential snow and weather with Brittany Merlot coming up next. Here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
But you're right.
Welcome back. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app. The time is 8:22, 1 degree above zero here in downtown Wausau. But as I said earlier, feels much warmer today. The winds have calmed down, and it wasn't bad walking out to the vehicle here this morning. But may have to get those shovels back out. Chance of more snow coming up, and to get all the details on what's been an interesting weather week so far, and could be a continuing weather week that stays interesting right through the weekend. Joined by meteorologist Brittany Merlot. And Brittany, good morning.
Good morning, Chad. Yeah, Mother Nature is just all over the place, giving us little shots of snow here and there and a little wintry wonderland. The little cold blast yesterday, like you said, feeling much better tomorrow or this morning. Gosh, the sun is out too for now, kind of.
I mean, it was really odd this morning walking out there because I heard it was really cold. And I walk out my door and I'm thinking, it doesn't feel that cold. And again, it doesn't take long to get used to the cold weather. We talk about that all the time. When it's warm, then it gets cold. It feels really, really cold. And then when it gets cold for, like yesterday with the wind chills were well below zero, you get back to a wind chill that's no factor. It feels not bad. It really is kind of a pleasant morning.
It is those darn winds that change so much of what we feel. So thankfully, they're barely moving today. They will start to get feisty, though, tonight and especially into the overnight hours as that system hits. And then obviously behind it tomorrow, we're looking at winds gusting up to 30 to 40 miles per hour. So they are going to get strong once again as they pull our temperatures down tomorrow and to close into the weekend. But for today, it's beautiful. We've got the sun making it through the high clouds. The clouds will thicken, though, by this afternoon, and we do have a chance for a few flurries flying around, probably between 2 to 4. But then the light snow actually shoves in after 5. It'll be pretty consistent through the overnight and winding down by early tomorrow morning, but it does have a chance as it exits to mix with a little bit of freezing rain, too. So slick and slippery roads are definitely possible this evening and through early tomorrow morning. But otherwise, in terms of accumulations, we're not looking at too much. It looks like about an inch into our area now. When before, it was probably 1 to 3. Now it's on the lighter side of things. So not too bad of a hit tonight. Again, windy tomorrow. Temperatures will be in the mid-20s, but falling throughout the day. Friday, we're looking at highs in the teens. It'll be sunny, beautiful, just a touch breezy. And then Saturday is the next system. Now that one has me pretty excited. It's a pretty big, widespread snowstorm hitting Wisconsin. I would say majority of us are going to see 2 to 5 inches, but it does want to lay down a half a foot into places of the Northwoods. So it's kind of switching between here, Hayward, Park Falls, and, you know, some of those areas. So we'll see who's going to get a half a foot or more, but I would definitely say expect at least 4 or 5 inches or so here.
Well, and frankly, it's good for Saturday because for folks that want that snow. And it actually sounds like it's better not to get the more snow that you were talking about tonight into tomorrow, because with that 40-mile-per-hour wind gust, I mean, you talk about blowing and drifting. If we had more than that, that could lead to a rather hairy drive tomorrow morning, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. So, I mean, still with an inch, we can still see some blowing and redrifting. But like you said, nothing too major going on where it's going to be recovering the roads constantly or visibility greatly, greatly reduced. So good news. Yes, just an inch. It shouldn't be too bad.
And Ian, you were saying that this is a special day?
Well, yes, I actually heard this on the radio as I was driving in to work. Today is a National Weather Person's Day.
Well, I'll be doggone. We got our own very special weather person, meteorologist. I mean, even beyond the weather person, you got the meteorologist. Well, big party tonight, Brittany?
You know, it snuck up on me. I should just go outside and have a snowball fight with a little bit of snow that's left. But celebrating John Jeffrey's birthday, he was the first weather person to take an observation back in 1749.
Wow.
So long, long ago. He was also the first person to send up a weather balloon and take some observations as well. So a big pioneer for meteorologists.
Can you imagine the time before people didn't look at weather forecasts?
Nope.
Because, I mean, so much of our lives, to be honest, you know, you think about this. If you want to go and do some outdoor activities or travel, what's one of the first things you do? You look at the forecast.
What's the weather?
Exactly. Yep. When did you decide that you wanted to get into weather? How old were you?
Oh, honestly, it was a part of me ever since a tornado hit my family's house when I was 5 years old. So I feel like it was ingrained into me then, but I didn't know until I was actually in college and started storm chasing and taking classes and getting obsessed and passionate and all of that. So I'd say probably in my 20s.
Obsessed and passionate. That's any job that we do, those are two things that we should be. And I think the lucky folks are obsessed and passionate about their work, and obviously you are as well. So fantastic. Enjoy your special day. Thanks for the information, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Bye, Brittany.
Have a great day. Bye, guys.
That is our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. Right now, fair skies in downtown Wausau. Temperature 1 degree above zero, but the winds are calm. So no wind chill factor. The dew point is 4 below. Relative humidity of 79%. The barometer at 30.36 inches and a visibility of 10 miles. The time is 8:28. Coming up, we're going to have a look at everything going on. News, weather, and sports. Entertainment as well. Information update. Top and bottom of every hour. And then after that, I saw a really good article today talking about Donald Trump brazenly defying the laws. And when you see it listed over and over and over again, it really stands out. And I'm going to share part of that because we need to keep an eye on what he is doing. We have to keep an eye on it and push back. So we're going to look at that coming up next. And again, Christine Daniels, Good News Project, will be joining us in hour number two. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. The time is almost 8:29, 98.9 WXCO.
I'm Chad Holmes, joining former Newman Catholic head boys basketball coach Jeff Gress and myself every Wednesday from 6 till 8 p.m. for the Big High School Sports Show presented by K5 Construction on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Each week we'll recap the action in high school basketball and hockey and look ahead to the coming week's matchups. Plus, we'll have special guests. Each week, we'll have an opportunity to sit down with one of our area head coaches to find out more about their team and their program. And also, we'll be joined by one of our area student athletes each week. We'll talk about their sports, talk about school, and a whole bunch more as well. It's the Big High School Sports Show, presented by K5 Construction, every Wednesday night from 6 till 8 p.m. on 98.9 WXCO, BowFallsRadio.com. Mobile devices by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. You can also join us on our WXCO YouTube channel. Go to YouTube.com, subscribe to 98.9 WXCO, and be able to catch our show there. Add your comments as well. You can call or text us, 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. Call or text. And I hope that you do respond to a couple of things I'm going to talk about the rest of this hour. There is a word that I think should start to be used when it comes to what Donald Trump and Elon Musk are doing to the United States government.
Imbecilic?
Coup. A coup is going on in the United States government. Mm. In fact, a wonderful newsletter I get every day it's actually basically a baseball newsletter, but it has lots of news and comments in it as well. It's called Cup of Coffee with Craig Calcaterra. And this morning, he had an item on his newsletter, once he got done with all the baseball stuff. He says, yesterday, a subscriber emailed to remind me of something I wrote in my pandemic diary on March 23rd, 2020. Calcaterra says, I have no memory of writing it, but, and then he printed it out. And this is from March of 2020.
Okay.
There's nothing written that says we will win. There's nothing cast in stone establishing that America is righteous or that it will last, either as we know it or in an absolute sense. We can yank the steering wheel and drive our country into the ditch. We seem pretty intent on doing that, actually. If we do, the road crew will haul away the wreckage and traffic will resume. And then he says, in light of the events of the past week, those words seem far more prophetic than philosophical. And what is going on at the United States Treasury should be 24/7 coverage on network news. Because what is happening right now at the United States Treasury is a coup. Wired has reported that contrary to published reports, Elon Musk and his operatives at the Treasury Department were not limited to read-only access to department payment systems. Rather, a 25-year-old member of Musk's illegal task force named Marco Ellis has assumed control of administration privileges over these critical systems. What does that mean? That means these systems directly control and pay out roughly 95% of payments made by the U.S. government, including Social Security checks, tax refunds, and virtually all contract payments. In Calcaterra's newsletter, he notes that Josh Marshall of Talking Points Memo reports that not only does Musk have full access to these systems, he has already made extensive changes to the code base over which only he likely has access and control. So basically, if he changes up the computer algorithms and doesn't tell anybody how to change them back, he is in total control. That is a coup.
Yeah, it's rigging the system so no one else knows how to use it except for the people who program it, like him. If anyone knows how to change it, and he doesn't tell anybody else, that means he maintains control of it, and that is unacceptable.
And according to Marshall, these changes were not tested or vetted in a development environment. They were plugged in live, on the fly, and now exist in such a way that the changes may be difficult to detect, let alone undo. I think it's almost more scary when you say you can't even detect them. They could have made these changes, and we don't even know.
That's a terrifying thought.
And reports have Musk moving next from the Treasury to the Department of Labor and the Department of Energy. The point that Calcaterra makes, that I'm going to make as well, is this idea of a coup. It's been talked about since Trump has started with all these outside-the-law moves.
Yeah.
This is not a theoretical coup. This is a coup. And we have Republicans in Congress sitting back and letting it happen. Elon Musk, a man that the press secretary, when being questioned yesterday by CNN, she admitted that she does not know whether Elon Musk even has a security clearance. The press secretary to Donald Trump. But now, Elon Musk, unelected, this foreign-born billionaire Nazi sympathizer, is single-handedly taking over control of the United States government.
Unacceptable.
The president has allowed him to do this. But I don't think Trump has any control over it. You think he's going to be able to stop Musk?
Well, then you can stop him even if you wanted to.
Absolutely. But there's got to be some profiles and courage.
Mm-hmm.
There has to be some Republicans who are willing to step up and be counted on to save our democracy.
Mm.
We need Democrats to be heading to the United States Treasury Department. Rally there. There have been people. In fact, there were elected officials yesterday, along with others, mm-hmm. who went to the Treasury and weren't allowed in. But do you want Elon Musk controlling your Social Security payments out there, people?
Mm-mm.
Your tax refunds?
Mm-mm.
He is. What should be done? What are your thoughts out there? 715-382-9297. We need strength right now.
I know it's probably too much to ask, but he needs oversight. He needs someone to be watching him a 24/7, like a watchdog, and making sure that he is being monitored and called out on these actions. And when he goes too far, which I'm pretty sure he already has, he should be arrested. I don't care how much money he has. I don't care how much power he has. This man needs to be called out for the bad stuff he's doing and has to be put in jail.
But he's been enabled by the President of the United States. Republicans in Congress are the ones that can stop this. Because Congress...
They don't have the courage to do it right.
But they don't. And I saw a posting on social media yesterday. Former Republican Congressman Joe Walsh. And he kind of nailed it in terms of the mindset of MAGA.
What did he say?
He said, another reminder tonight, he put this out last night, that MAGA's only ideology is devotion to Trump. When Trump said, let's extricate America from the rest of the world, focus on at home, no more wars, no nation building, MAGA cheered. But now, Trump says, let's take over Greenland, Canada, the Panama Canal, and Gaza, and MAGA cheers. No matter what Trump does,
they don't care what
MAGA cheers.
They don't care about his policies. All they care about is his personality. I know it's kind of a stretch, but that's what I feel like. You know, they don't care. They think everything that comes out of his mouth is like golden honey or something. Mm. You know, it's just,
yep.
He tells the people what they want to hear, and they support him and don't even question him. It's like, people, can you please just listen to the stuff he's saying? He wants to turn the Gulf of Mexico into the Gulf of America. Do you know
he has
how
done
twisted
it.
That sounds?
He's done it.
He already did it?
Yes.
Jeez.
There's going to be maps that say Gulf of America.
Oh, my gosh.
Because people are falling down and kissing the ring. And now, and Calcaterra makes another point that I think is important to think about. He says, we are a day or two away from Trump's people saying out loud that they will simply choose to ignore court orders going forward, and they will do whatever they want while Republicans in Congress shrug and everyone else is powerless to do anything about it. We're a day away from going from basically a functioning nation to dictatorial rule. It's been 2 weeks and 2 days since he's been inaugurated. And coming up, I'm going to go through a listing. I mean, it's incredible, the listing of how many outside the law moves Donald Trump has made in the first 16 days of his second presidency. Yeah. We often hear about updates on computers,
mm-hmm.
version 2.0, 3.0. Well, Trump 2.0 has been, I would say, a much more powerful force for evil than Trump 1.0 was.
Well, basically, the first version was him just getting his feet wet. This time, he's in the pool swimming a laps, seeing how far he can extend his reach.
And this time, and again, he lied when he said, I have nothing, I don't know about Project 2025. All of this is right from the book. He's got the playbook. Tim Wall said, you don't put together a playbook unless you plan on using it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're using it. And we're seeing signs of life from the Democratic opposition, but it has to get picked up much more quickly.
Republicans also have to get on the ball, too. I mean, they can't just sit back and let this happen.
They can, and they are, and they probably will.
Jeez.
They are not going to cross Donald Trump.
Do you honestly think that the Republican Party, and agree to disagree here, I'm open to arguments, but do you honestly think the Republican Party is going to be taken seriously in future elections, if we have any? I mean, honestly, whole thing is just
they won
terrifying.
In November. That wasn't that long ago. Ian,
I'm just saying.
You're too optimistic here.
I know.
I don't want to take you down, but right now,
there's a point when even an optimist has to call it quits.
No, it's not about calling it quits. It's about taking that optimism and also knowing the realistic aspect of it.
Yeah.
You need the optimism in order to get to the goals that we want to get to.
Yeah, you got to find that balance.
Exactly.
So you're right.
I'm going to talk about, again, coming up here, some of the illegal actions already taken by Trump. 2 weeks and 2 days into his administration. 849-98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Time is 8:52. Here's a list of where Donald Trump went outside the boundaries. The TikTok ban. A law was passed banning TikTok. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump told the Justice Department, don't enforce it. He's not supposed to be able to do that.
No.
Foreign aid freeze through USAID. Donald Trump cannot do that. But yet, the Congress, who is ultimately responsible, has not done anything to stop him. Domestic grants freeze. The courts, fortunately, have stepped in and said, at this point, given a stay on that. But again, Donald Trump did it, breaking the law.
He did.
Inspector generals. Dozens fired.
Uh-huh.
Totally illegal. National Labor Relations Board. A firing. Illegal. Federal prosecutors fired. Illegal.
That's six.
And ending birthright citizenship with an executive order. Mm-hmm. It's constitutional. You can't do that, Donald. So, Donald Trump, and I would suggest if you have an opportunity, check out the New York Times today. There is an article by Charlie Savage titled, Trump Brazenly Defies Laws in Escalating Executive Power Grab. In the radical opening weeks of his second term, Trump has appeared to feel little constraint by any need to show respect for the rule of law. And that is one thing that drives me nuts.
Yeah.
Is there's these right-wingers who always talk about the rule of law, rule and law, law and order. And then they have this guy who's never respected the law, and they worship him.
It's hypocritical. You know, the one thing that really gets a meme at it is this whole presidential immunity thing. Just, you know, if the courts hadn't made that presidential immunity thing true, none of this would be happening.
It is definitely a factor. It is definitely a factor. But it's amazing how quickly this has occurred. But again,
it's
as I said,
16 days.
As I said, they had the roadmap, Project 2025. It was all there. It was talked about in the run-up to the election.
Mm-hmm.
But people said, ah, no, doesn't matter. Donald Trump, egg prices.
It's just incredible how there's all this evidence and all this, you know, all this stuff that proves that what he's doing is wrong, and yet people just blatantly ignore it, you know, all because, oh, Trump is my hero. Trump is my savior. Trump is going to make things better for me. That's why I support him. It's not just about you people. This is about everyone.
And speaking of the courts, this could be part of a strategy as well, because Trump has basically shut down three agencies: the National Labor Relations Board, the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, and the Privacy and Civil Liberties Oversight Board, because they're left with too few officials to have a quorum to act. Trump has fired Democratic members before their terms expired. Congress created those agencies to be independent of the White House, and all three have been understood to have forms of protections limiting the president's ability to remove their leaders without a good cause, like misconduct.
See, it's another thing that Trump can't do.
Although only the labor board statute says that. Regardless, Mr. Trump flouted the limit. In doing so, according to this Times article, the Trump administration appears to be setting up test cases should those officials sue that would give the Republican-appointed supermajority on the Supreme Court an opportunity to expand on the so-called unitary executive theory. That doctrine, developed by the Reagan administration legal team, holds that the Constitution should be interpreted to prohibit Congress from enacting laws that limit a president's absolute control of the executive branch. But you mentioned the presidential immunity case that came down last year. This would be more opportunities for this far-right Supreme Court to allow Donald Trump to flout the law. Coming up, information update. Find out what Trump's been up to today so far. Coming up in hour two, Christine Daniels from the Good News Project. Our daily history lesson and number for the day quiz as well. 1 hour down, 1 hour to go. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.